Good morning. My name is Rayanne, for those of you who don't know. So inspiration comes in many different forms for all of us, because we're all different people. For mine comes from this very church. So how was I inspired by this church? Well, being raised here actually shaped my life. To start off, I was baptized here when I was just 6 months old, so I was a really tiny baby. And ever since then, I grew up in this church. Most of you have actually seen me grow up to the person I am today, which is kind of cool. Every now and then, people tell me that I used to be like this short, and now I'm still this short. I may not have grown a lot physically, but I have spiritually, all because of the inspiration this church has given me to spread God's love and helpfulness. So one of the qualities that have stuck with me ever since was my happiness, which was eventually reflected onto other people like a ray of sunshine. I just had the ability to be happy no matter what the problem was. I flipped through so many childhood pictures, and they're all just pictures of me laughing or smiling, and I don't even know what I was laughing at. Though I've always wondered why I was always so happy, till I looked back at my childhood and realized it. It was because this church taught me how God loves us unconditionally. It just sparked the positive side of my life because I knew that no matter what I was going through, He still loved me. He was that shoulder I could cry on, which inspired me to be the shoulder for others to cry on. Not only did I spread happiness through His love, but I was also that support and anchor for anyone who needed it the most. Through Sunday school, I slowly began to learn that He was not only loving, but helpful as well. I heard all these stories of how He parted the Red Sea for Moses and the Israelites to cross to safety, or how He cured incurable diseases and performed impossible miracles through Jesus. And that inspired me to be helpful to others, no matter who they are. Now, I obviously can't part the Red Sea or move mountains, but this church has given me opportunities to be helpful in the world, such as the first mission trip I ever attended, where we did a lot of church work, like painting the walls, pulling weeds from the garden, and even serving their congregation some awesome Filipino food. Or the outreach lunches we have every month, where we get to feed the homeless, and I get to help my sister scoop ice cream, even though it's a little difficult because it's still too frozen. And even VBS, which is my favorite because I get to play never-ending games of tag with the kids, but also be the photographer and capture those priceless moments. All these opportunities the church has given me has inspired me to be helpful, but also have fun at the same time. At the end of the day, I always feel like I can cartwheel out of the room, but I'm not even that great at cartwheels. I enjoy seeing the smile on everyone's faces because they know that someone cares and loves for them. Looking back at this life I'm living, I think it would be totally different if I was never raised in the church. I would probably see the glass as half empty than half full. I probably would have never been able to help others as much or spread that happiness through God's love. But I'm glad I was raised here. Everyone here taught me how to show His love, because you all have shown me His love, whether it was through a simple smile, hug, or a wave. You all have shown me how loving and helpful you are to one another, whether you know them or not, because I've seen how you all welcome new people into this church with open arms or to-go boxes with Filipino food. This church and everyone in it have inspired me to show God's love and helpfulness, to be an image of Him out in the world beyond these doors. And that's what we need nowadays. We need to be the image of God to inspire others to come to church and learn about Him, but also feel a part of this huge family of ours. And I'm more than happy that my parents raised me here, because this is where my inspiration began, and it will never end. Thank you.